This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, found President Obama enmeshed in budget negotiations and proposing tough new oversight of financial institutions. But he also had to deal with other pressing issues, including the war in Afghanistan and North Korea flexing its military muscles. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let me ask you about the lineup that seems to be developing in Congress, because it's not just some Republicans, but many Republicans, but some Democrats complaining about this massive $3.6 trillion, I haven't had to say that a lot in the year, trillion-dollar budget plan.
Yes.
Does the president have the votes to put it through right now?
I don't think right now, but I think he will have by the time he finishes negotiating. He seems to have become very adept at saying, this is what I want, $3.6 trillion is a blueprint for all the things we want to do. Then he'll find, yeah, but I don't like this or I don't like that from one side or another. And before you're finished, you'll find that he's conceded this and conceded that's what he did with the stimulus package, mm-hmm. was to make certain concessions as long as the core of what he's trying to accomplish is maintained. Well, he may be able to negotiate it again.
Speaking of the stimulus part of the package, I want to take advantage of your repertorial experience to ask you why some countries, particularly European countries, are openly annoyed with U.S. plans to pour billions of dollars
into
the economy.
Prime Minister Topolánek of the Czech Republic, who was the rotating president of the European Union this year, said that what the United States was proposing in the way of all the summits was a path to hell. Now, why do they talk so strongly about something which we here in this country they find a very useful thing to do? The answer is, there is burned into the memory of all of Europe, especially Germany, mm-hmm. the years in the 1930s when they had inflation, when they had unemployment at a very high level, and what did we get? Hitler. And that is remembered in Europe, if it's not quite so vividly remembered here. And they just say, let's not make a big deal of stimulus. Let's hold on. Let's make sure that we're not getting big deficits all the time. And I think that's going to carry on until April 2nd when they all meet, the 20 all meet in London. And I think there is a real, real difference between Europe and the U.S. on this.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Geithner, presented Congress with the administration's plan for revamping financial oversight.
Yes.
Who's going to enforce it if it passes? And could this have prevented or somehow affected a situation like AIG?
As to who's going to enforce it, they're making some efforts to create perhaps a whole new agency in the way that President Franklin D. Roosevelt did, establishing new agency to do this thing. This one would pick it up from the Federal Reserve, pick it up from Treasury, and do the enforcement part of it. I'm not sure that's going to go through. If it doesn't go through, it'll be the regular existing agencies, which will simply be saying, no longer can you say that we don't oversee you because you're not a bank, which is what AIG tried to do, mm-hmm. and say we're an insurance company, but then they went ahead and did all this without oversight. From now on, no one dealing with money going back and forth from the American people is going to be able to say, I don't want any oversight.
Meanwhile, on Friday, President Obama unveiled his long-promised new strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yes, indeed.
They were pointedly bundled together.
That's important. But it is no longer a war going on in Afghanistan. The border, for all practical military purposes, no longer exists up there in the north. Mm-hmm. The U.S. is going to fly drones in there, whether or not the Pakistanis like it, because the fact of the matter is that the war in Afghanistan is now completely supported and fueled from Pakistan. There are reports this week in the New York Times that, as a matter of fact, the Pakistani intelligence group, ISI, was working with the Taliban. So what this new strategy is, we are going after al-Qaeda. Wherever al-Qaeda is, we go.
Including Pakistan.
So the president announced, in addition to the 17,000 troops already slated to go to Afghanistan, there'll be 4,000 more going. But there'll be now a great deal of emphasis on getting development people there, civilians.
Finally, President Obama had an online town meeting this week. Tell us your impression of that and what I think we can fairly identify now as the administration's media strategy.
Well, the wonderful thing is that you invent a new means of communication, and somehow President Obama will harness that to his great campaign. So this was online. People had in advance had sent in thousands of questions from which the White House picked the ones they liked. Then they asked him some questions from the floor. He did this with enormous verve and grace and so on. And there was, and you have to admire the man, if for nothing else, his ability to turn every new technological development into a way of his campaigning.
But reporters usually complain when there's some kind of access to the president and known name reporters are not included. They think evade them.
There was a press conference the other night, and there was no question called for from any one of all the major newspapers. So instead of calling on the good gray New York Times and so on and so forth, he called upon Ebony Magazine, called on Politico and so on, thereby demonstrating who runs the media here. The press doesn't. He does.
Dan, thanks very much.
Oh, very much. My pleasure.